My dear friends in Christ,
to understand and even appreciate better what St. Luke wants to convey to us this weekend, we need to hear and read our gospel this weekend as a continuation of the gospels or the passages that we have been reflecting upon for the past couple of Sundays. And in today's gospel, we heard Jesus relating three parables. Parables that are so familiar to all of us that they have become proverbial. So we often hear people say, a blind person leading a blind person, or why do you remove the splinter in your brother's eye if you don't see your own, if you don't see the splinter in your own eye? Or knowing the tree by its fruit. These sayings are so familiar to us. And you might have well noticed in our gospel how Jesus really went over the top to in his criticism towards the scribes and Pharisees and the religious leaders during his time. He exaggerated how he described and defined their manner of living and their way of thinking. He said to them straightforwardly, "You hypocrites, can a blind person lead another blind person? Will not both fall into the pit?" Or he said, "Why do you say to your brothers, 'Let me remove the splinter in your own eye,' if you don't see the wooden beam in your own eye?" He said to them, "You hypocrites." You know, one of the definitions of the word hypocrite in classical Greek is an actor. An actor is one who portrays somebody who he actually is not. And so when Jesus used this term hypocrite in the gospel today, he was using this definition. A hypocrite is a pretender, a dissembler. Fortunately, truth be told, that each and every one of us have the tendency to be hypocrites at times, like the scribes and Pharisees and the religious leaders during Jesus' time. We are often caught inconsistent between our faith and our actions, what we believe and what we do in life. And honestly, it's a struggle for all of us. It's a struggle that we have to face every day of our life. But the good news is that Jesus, in today's gospel, gives us a very meaningful message as we hear this gospel. He actually invites us to a life of conversion, to move beyond our hypocrisy, to overcome our inconsistencies in life. He invites us to embrace a life of conversion because for him, that is what matters. He invites us to continue to learn from the master, to learn from the teacher, so that as we continue to learn from the teacher, we will become like him eventually, and we will not lead others blindly. We will not fall into the pit of ignorance, but we continue to discover the eternal truth, who is Jesus Christ himself. He continues to challenge us to remove the speck from our own eye, so that we can see clearly the right path to Jesus and lead others towards him. But the message of conversion is not all there is that Jesus wants to convey to us this weekend. He also invites us to a life of holiness. A life of holiness. Holiness is the fruit of conversion. That is the fruit of conversion. And holiness is what Jesus is referring to as the good tree in today's gospel. And a good tree produces good fruit. And what are the fruits of holiness? These are the fruits of the Holy Spirit, as enumerated by St. Paul in his letter to the Galatians. Fruits of joy, peace, love, compassion, gentleness, faithfulness, humility, self-control. You know, holiness is self-evident. You don't have to work hard to show it. It cannot be hidden. It is contagious. It comes from the bottom of our heart. And this is the reason why Jesus warns us in today's gospel to watch every word that we speak, because it reflects the content of our heart. He said that a good tree, that a good person out of the store of goodness in his heart produces good. But an evil person out of the store of evil in his heart produces evil. For from the fullness of the heart, he said, from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. There is therefore the need for us to orient our heart, our soul, our whole being, to continue to seek what is good, what is beautiful, what is true. Because what is good, beautiful, and true molds us, molds our hearts and our lives to become holy. And when we become holy, the easier for us to lead others to Jesus without any trace of hypocrisy or even inconsistency. My friends, our gospel this weekend is the conclusion of Jesus' Sermon on the Plain, which we have heard two Sundays ago. This is the conclusion of that section in the Gospel of St. Luke, where Jesus is going around the Galilean region, preaching, healing, proclaiming. And our gospel today is a conclusion to that. And putting all the Gospels that we have heard for the past couple of Sundays, we will come to a conclusion that what Jesus is really trying to drive at is that he is essentially showing to us what the heart of a disciple should look like. What the heart of a disciple should look like. In the Gospel of the Beatitudes, which we have heard a couple of Sundays ago, Jesus taught us the blessings of being poor, of being hungry, weeping, and being persecuted, because his experiences in life leads us to acknowledge and recognize our dependence on God, that God alone can provide for our needs, and he alone can satisfy our longings in life. Our gospel this Sunday, the gospel about loving one's enemies, doing good to those who hate us, blessing those who curse us, praying for those who mistreat us. Jesus essentially taught us to be merciful just as our Father is merciful. We are first recipients of his mercy in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. And thus, it is a tall order for each and every one of us to be merciful to one another. Then our gospel this Sunday, the invitation, the challenge to strive and to seek for conversion and holiness, this leads us to spiritual integrity and authenticity. Having faith and trust in God, the gospel and the Beatitudes. Being merciful like our Father is merciful, the gospel, and loving our enemies. And striving for conversion and holiness, our gospel this Sunday. These are the secrets of seeking eternal happiness and joy as disciples of Jesus Christ. And Jesus lays it out for us. And what a blessing for us to hear this gospel as we prepare ourselves for the Lenten season. This coming Wednesday, we shall enter into this journey of Lenten season. And what a wonderful way for us to set ourselves as we enter into these days of our liturgical year. To continue to reflect what is necessary and important in our life as disciples of Jesus Christ. To have faith in Him and complete trust in Him. To be merciful like Him. And to always strive for conversion and holiness. My friends, if we do this in our own life, certainly we are setting our own lives to becoming true and authentic disciples of Jesus Christ.